Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Do you send greeting cards, birthday and Christmas? Where do you draw the line? Writer Amanda Brunker is with me on the line today. Amanda, is sending cards outdated?
It is the best thing you can do to a corja or family or anybody.
Who do you send them to?
People that you care about and people that you love and people that you want to thank. I did it for years, and it was only after I'd spoken to one of your researchers that I remembered I used to actually have a greeting card company 100 years ago.
Right.
And I used to make money off it. I totally forgot about that. But I was like back in the day, about 10, 15 years ago, when I would have done an awful lot of work around the country, you know, either emceeing events or appearances or whatever, I used to always send a thank you card. And because I was so vain, I used to have myself on the front of the card. And it said, Amanda Brunker says thank you.
Says thank
and
you.
I
love
it. Send them off. And just to kind of but it was just kind of like it was to cause a bit of fun, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean? I wanted them to laugh when they opened the card. It was a bit tongue in cheek. But it was just to kind of also say, thank you so much for booking me for the gig.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really appreciate it.
Jeez, so you're putting the rest of us to shame, you know, saying that I would have thought an email was enough, but there you go. Terry Pone is Terry's the chairman of the communications clinic. Terry's joining us here too, Amanda. Are you a card sender, Terry?
I am, and I'm a very grateful card receiver.
Okay.
I mean, I just weirdly got a text before we came on the air from a friend saying, I was at the event last night, I'll be sending you a card. And I thought, there it is. I mean, all she needs to do is finish the text saying she was glad to be there, but she wants it to mean something.
Yeah.
She wants me to get something almost like a gift. And when I open it up and read it and see her handwriting, I am going to then put it on a windowsill or put it on a surface, and other people will see it as well. Cards are infinitely special.
So, like, what sort of cards are you sending? Is it Christmas,
well, one
birthday?
Of the things, no, I would never send Christmas cards. I think I couldn't be arsed sending Christmas cards. I do have, an artist did a painting of the Martello Tower that I live in and did me up a whole load of cards based on that. And so it's a way of saying, do you remember, this is who I am. And if somebody is very kind to me, if I need to send money to somebody and it's cash rather than a bank thing in me, then that's what I will do. Or if sometimes I think that we need to actually take paper and pen and write to people who've had a new baby rather than just using a card.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go into any of the shops like Art and Hobby or The Works, you'll see calligraphy pens selling like hotcakes because people like the idea of taking trouble with a message to say you're special and this is what you mean.
Here's a card for that. So you're doing it for newborns. I can tell you the last card I sent was definitely, sorry, the only cards I send now, if I'm writing a wedding card, because usually I'm never getting a present. I'm always given money or cash in the wedding card. So that's the only time that I will ever put pen to paper on any sort of greeting card. Amanda, do you actually go to the bother now of writing? Like, is there a big note coming with this, or do you just use the generic card, you know, best wishes message?
Well, I have to say, I totally agree with Terry, and I was afraid to say it. I'm allergic to Christmas cards. I actually hate them. I find that they just clutter up the place. It's like, oh, I have an aesthetic here and it's ruined. But I do think it's really special to write kind of throughout the year. Like, I'm sitting at my desk here now, and while I was waiting for you guys to call, I just pulled out some of my cards from my desk. And believe it or not, I'm actually thrilled. There was actually a €50 note in one of them.
Stop.
To my mother. I'm actually so happy. It's especially for you for St. Patrick's Day. So I'm particularly in love with
cards.
But Yeah, no, I'm in shock. I'm thrilled. But I have also in here cards from, you know, my kids when they were little, you know, telling me thank you for the food and thanks for everything you do. It doesn't go unnoticed. But I also have cards from people who are no longer with us. And
oh, that's nice.
Julie Cooper, who's recently just passed, I have an absolutely gorgeous card from her. Now, she was an absolutely cray-cray person in the best possible way, and her handwriting is practically illegible. But I can make out the lovely words and the lovely sentences.
Yeah, but that's a nice, if somebody has passed on.
And they're really beautiful keepsakes. And the same with my brother, who's no longer with us. And there's a couple of other people. And they are really, really special, and I hold them dear. But as Terry said, allergic to the Christmas cards.
Yeah, it's funny. Well, I don't send Christmas cards. Actually, as I said, it's only the wedding card that I'm actually writing. Do you keep these cards, Terry, or do you just dump them?
I keep them for a while. In fact, I recently gave all my papers to the National Library, and I was astonished to find that I had not quite crates full of old cards, but I had a lot of old cards. And I had cards that you wouldn't get now. Cards from friends from my acting days from other countries where they had just walked into a souvenir shop and bought a pre-stamped postcard. People don't do that at all anymore. But it was weird to see people that I hadn't heard from in years to see their handwriting and telling me what a great holiday they were having, or if they were on a tour, how it was working.
Yeah, and would you ever put like Amanda's mum there? Is there ever cash going into these cards? That's the kind of card I'd have a little interest in. So only if it's a close friend, Terry, is it?
Yeah, and well, the person that I get the best cards from and always have is my big sister, because she gets the funniest, rudest cards. And you know, in Ireland, the people that we are rudest to are often the people that we're most affectionate towards. And Hillary's cards are just great because they send me up rotten.
I love those.
They make me laugh and I keep them.
I love the funny sort of, you know, kind of winding you up little cards. I have a friend who loves to send a card for your birthday each year, and I do like to receive it because it's usually in some way mocking me. Terry Prone, Amanda Brunker, thanks a million for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.